Good morning. A British tourist has died after falling from the seventh floor balcony of a hotel where he was staying with family in Magaluf. The 34-year-old died instantly after plunging from the South Beach Hotel at around 8:30 a.m. yesterday. The man was staying with a member of his family at the hotel. Witnesses reported hearing shouting shortly before he fell, so a police source said. Guardia Civil sources said the man was behaving strangely just before the fall. At the moment, it's being treated as an accident rather than the crime, although the dead man is thought to have been with other people when the drama occurred. Ambulances, local police and Guardia Civil were sent to the scene, but there was nothing that could be done to save the man. The government is planning to introduce medical leave for women who suffer from severe period pain, so media reports suggest. A draft bill says women could have 3 days' leave a month, extended to 5 in some circumstances. But politicians warn the draft, leaked to Spanish media outlets, was still being worked on. If passed, it would be the first such legal entitlement in Europe. Only a handful of countries around the world have such legislation in place. The Spanish version is part of a much wider reproductive health reform, which will include changes to the abortion laws. Media outlets who have seen portions of the law report that it is due to be presented to Cabinet early next week. 3 days sick leave for painful periods will be allowed with a doctor's note, the draft says. It's part of a wider approach, which also includes the abolishing of VAT on some hygiene products, the so-called tampon tax, and free hygiene products being made available at public centres, such as schools and prisons. The draft also includes extended paid maternity leave before childbirth. The proposed law will also include tighter rules around surrogacy, which is banned in Spain. Madrid and Rabat have agreed to reopen the land borders between Morocco and the two Spanish enclaves on Tuesday, so the interior minister said yesterday. The move helps draw a line under a major diplomatic standoff on the back of coronavirus restrictions that together closed the crossings for some 2 years. Fernando Grande Malasca said the two countries had agreed to open the land borders with Ceuta and Melilla gradually from the 17th of May. Crossings will be initially limited to residents of Europe's passport-free Schengen area and their family members, and will then be extended to cross-border workers after May the 31st. Ceuta and Melilla have the European Union's only land borders with Africa. The local economies on both sides of the borders depend on the crossings of people and goods. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.